Track 6.
Ben.
I'm the youngest of three, so as I'm sure you can imagine, when I was little, I was always up to no good. They say the youngest are the spoilt ones, don't they? I suppose my parents just let me get away with it because I was the youngest. I'd spend half the time showing off, breaking my brother's toys, ruining their games, attracting attention to myself, you know, the usual, just terrible. Anyway, I'd better get back to the anecdote. Well, my dad did a lot of public speaking for his work, and sometimes all of us, the whole family, would go and see him. I remember being told how important it was to be on our best behaviour then. So if I started messing about, my brothers would just pretend that they didn't know me. It was like a very formal setting with cameras and everything. At first they would try to keep me quiet or stop me fidgeting or whatever, but then they used to just ignore me because it was too embarrassing otherwise. Anyway, my brother Gary tells me that one day I was sitting there with all of them and I just disappeared. So my mother asked, "Where's he gone now? Where's that troublemaker?" One minute I was there, it seems, the next minute I'd vanished into thin air. So, anyway, everyone got a bit panicky because no one knew where I'd got to. Then suddenly, you should have seen everybody's faces, suddenly there I was in full view. I'd only got up on the stage with my dad, hadn't I? Waving to everybody and beaming like mad in front of the cameras. Can you believe how cheeky you have to be to do that? Can you? Apparently what I'd done is edge out of the seat without anyone seeing and then crawl down to where my father was speaking. At first my dad was horrified, but then he saw the funny side and the audience did too. I mean, I simply couldn't bear anyone else to get the attention. I wanted to be the star. Nothing's changed really. Unbelievable.